With Montana News, I'm Madeline Broom. Montana's congressional delegation is reported safe after a vehicle rammed into a barricade at the U.S. Capitol Friday. A Capitol police officer is reportedly killed and another injured. According to the Associated Press, authorities shot the suspect, who died at the hospital. A spokesperson for Republican Senator Steve Daines said in a press release, the senator is safe, not at the Capitol, and all staff have been accounted for. Daines and Democratic Senator John Tester in tweets both said the injured officers and their families were in their thoughts and prayers and thanked the Capitol Police for their work to keep people safe. Montana Republican Congressman Matt Rosendale said in a tweet he is in Glendive. All three congressmen said they were monitoring the situation. A second judge is recusing himself from hearing a legal challenge to a new Montana law that would eliminate the Judicial Nomination Commission and allow the governor to appoint judges to fill vacancies between elections. Governor Greg Gianforte signed the bill on March 16th, and a legal challenge was filed immediately. It asks the Montana Supreme Court for an injunction and to declare the law unconstitutional. Chief Justice Mike McGrath recused himself from the case, and District Court Judge Kurt Krueger was assigned to replace him. During an email poll of Supreme Court and District Court judges, Krueger said he adamantly opposed the bill. The westbound lanes of Interstate 90, 6 miles west of Missoula, are down to single-lane traffic due to a vehicle fire. The Montana Department of Transportation says to expect delays and reduced speeds in the area. The Montana Department of Corrections announced this week 6 new coronavirus cases among inmates at Montana State Prison in Deer Lodge. Jess Sheldahl with YPR News reports.
The DOC hadn't reported any new cases of COVID-19 at any of its facilities since February. The cases at MSP were identified in late March. MSP screens all incoming inmates before placing them in quarantine for 14 days. According to a press release from the DOC, the 6 cases were asymptomatic when they arrived at MSP, but later 4 inmates developed symptoms. DOC Director Brian Gutkin.
These were from inmates that were transferred from other facilities, and what you have to understand is we're moving people on a daily basis.
According to the DOC's COVID-19 tracking website, 7 staff members at state-run DOC facilities tested positive for coronavirus in late March. However, Gutkin says these cases are unrelated to the inmate positives at MSP. According to a press release, clinical staff at DOC facilities began COVID-19 vaccinations for those eligible in Phase 1B in February and then Phase 1B plus in March. Of the state prison's nearly 1,400 inmates, 20% are fully vaccinated. About half of all Montana State Prison inmates have declined to receive the shot. For YPR News, I'm Jess Sheldahl.
Montana is starting a new temporary program to allow 15-year-olds to get a learner's permit without having to take a driver's education class. Attorney General Austin Knudsen said about 22,000 students are waiting to enroll in driver's education. Courses are limited due to COVID-19-related closures and an instructor shortage. Currently, teens who don't take driver's ed can't get a learner's permit until they're 16. Under this temporary program, they can take the written exam when they're 15 and receive a learner's permit. Then they will have to complete 50 hours of driving with a responsible adult and pass a driving skills test to get a graduated license. A state Senate committee has narrowly endorsed a bill that would allow Northwestern Energy to pass costs on to customers if the company buys more of a share in the Colstrip-fired power plant. Kayla DeRoche with YPR News reports.
The Senate Energy and Telecommunications Committee voted 7-6 to advance the policy that would allow Northwestern Energy to collect money from ratepayers for its future investments in Colstrip with approval from state utility regulators on the Public Service Commission. Commissioners on the PSC have voiced opposition to the bill, saying that the bill hurts ratepayers. Environmental groups are also opposing the bill for similar reasons. Bill sponsor Republican Senator Steve Fitzpatrick and other supporters say the policy will help Northwestern buy a needed power-producing source for the state. Before passing out of committee, the bill was amended to give the PSC more oversight of Northwestern's potential purchase. The bill now heads to the Senate floor for debate. Northwestern previously attempted to buy a share of the power plant from a Washington state-based part owner, but the deal fell through. Kayla DeRoche, Yellowstone Public Radio News.
You can find more local news on our website, mtpr.org, and on the Montana Public Radio News Podcast. For Montana Public Radio, I'm Madeline Broom.